This is St. Louis Public Radio. The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's yet-to-be-built New West Headquarters campus is already having an impact on the region's business community. It is one of the driving factors behind the Geospatial Resource Center that will take up an entire floor of the Downtown Technology Business Incubator, known as T-Rex. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt recently spoke with T-Rex Executive Director Patricia Hagen about how training future workers in a highly technical field is just one of the key goals of the new center.
But also have tools for entrepreneurs and innovators to develop new geospatial technologies. Everything that we do now has some sort of location intelligence attached to it. If you think about maps on your phone,
when you say entrepreneurs and innovators, I take that as being in the wheelhouse of what you're doing at T-Rex. So that's where this center really fits in?
Yes. Our primary mission is to support innovative startups that are focused mainly in technology-related fields. This new geospatial focus is a result of all of the activity and innovation that is already taking place around geospatial intelligence.
How do you see this being successful?
The more that we can create really innovative resources for our community, the more that we can attract talent, that we can retain talent, and that we can be a real hub for geospatial and locational intelligence, really for the nation.
So if I understood that right, we're thinking kind of a feeder system for local interests who need this worker training. But also beyond that, you're hoping for a national scope here?
Oh, absolutely. We're already encountering a lot of requests on the part of industry to be involved in this effort and to sort of collaborate around creating this hub of activity. There's a natural attachment to the NGA, of course, but this whole sort of shift in terms of the federal agency toward a more collaborative kind of environment is seeding some of this interest.
Is this something T-Rex can leverage to get more high-profile projects or startups or anything like that here, or is that really not part of the equation?
I think that's true, what you said, that we can leverage this as an organization, but it's really, as a nonprofit, our mission is to help the community, and so we can leverage this for the community. That's really what we want to see. We think that this is going to be great for downtown. It's going to be great for our partners like at Cortex and in other areas around the region. This movement, we hope, will be much bigger than just one organization.
There are $5 million in new market tax credits involved. Explain why it's been necessary to use those to get this launched.
The $5 million in new market tax credits that was recently approved for T-Rex is part of our capital campaign to fit out the entire building, which includes the Geospatial Resource Center as well, that will be on the fourth floor. We've been having this campaign over the course of a couple of years now. We're nearing the end of it. We're outfitting this historic great old building downtown with new facilities, updating office space, updating the infrastructure, and really turning this building into something that St. Louis can be proud of.
It sounds like a never-ending process because technology is always so rapidly changing. That must be a big challenge in addition to getting the money and in addition to doing the work. So do you have a timeline when you'll be pleased with what the build-out may be?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think I'll ever be completely pleased, right? I mean, it will always be a work in progress. But I would say by the end of 2018, we will have at least the third floor built out. And by mid-2019, we'll have the fourth floor finished. That will be the home of the Geospatial Resource Center. That will be on the fourth floor of the building.